Hey folks, welcome to Human Performance Bites.
If you're growing your team to help scale you and your business, you'll probably be wondering about the best way to set goals and measure progress so that your team know what to do and are solving problems themselves. When scaling businesses, I've used lots of frameworks to help align people and track goals. I'm going to look at one specific framework made popular by Google called Objectives and Key Results, or OKRs. I'll give a brief overview of what OKRs are and how they work, and then some practical advice on how you can use them to grow your business. To help understand the importance of setting company-wide objectives, let's first dive into a bit of business history. In 1954, Peter Drucker, the father of modern management, coined the term management by objectives, or MBOs. While productivity rose markedly at companies where MBOs were embraced, MBOs also have limitations. Centrally planned goals can become stagnant and be slow to trickle down through the hierarchy. In the 1970s, Andrew Grove, the CEO of chip manufacturer Intel, introduced a system of management objectives used throughout the company to measure progress based on Peter Drucker's work. John Durr, a salesperson working at Intel at the time, later went on to introduce this concept to Google as objectives and key results, where they quickly became central to Google's culture. Durr published a book about the OKR framework titled Measure What Matters in 2017, in which Larry Page, the former CEO of Alphabet and co-founder of Google, credited OKRs within the foreword. OKRs have helped lead us to 10x growth many times over. They've helped make our crazily bold mission of organizing the world's information perhaps even achievable. They've kept me and the rest of the company on time and on track when it mattered the most. So what the heck are OKRs? Well, as the name implies, OKRs have two components, the objective and the key results. Objectives are memorable descriptions of what you want to achieve. Objectives should be short, inspirational, and engaging. An objective should motivate and challenge your team. Key results, on the other hand, are a set of metrics that measure your progress towards your objective. For each objective, you should have a set of 2 to 3 key results. More than that, and no one will remember them. All key results have to be quantifiable and measurable. As Marissa Mayer, a former Google vice president, said, if it does not have a number, it's not a key result. Now, objectives can be moonshots and should challenge your team. When reflecting back on progress, some predictable objectives should have been achieved 100% of the time, while more moonshot objectives might only have 60 to 70% achievement. At Google, Larry Page expects team members to create products and services that are 10 times better than the competition, not just improving on existing systems, but reinventing them. Aspirational OKRs are set at 60 to 70% attainment, meaning that performance is expected to fall short at least 30% of the time. Team members are actively encouraged to try and fail. Now, objectives answer the question, what will we achieve this quarter? While key results collectively answer the question, how do we know if we've achieved this goal? Now that we know what OKRs are, let's look at how you can set them for your team. But first, let's look a little more into why they're just so helpful. The purpose of OKRs is to help you reach your goals when there are large teams involved who need to be aligned to objectives and their progress measured to ensure they're on track. Think of OKRs as a shared steering wheel within your company. Some of the key benefits of using alignment tools like OKRs include OKRs focus and commit priorities, focusing on a handful of initiatives that can make a real difference, and deferring the less important ones allows leaders to commit to those choices and makes for a successful organization. High performance organizations focus on work that is important and are just as clear on what doesn't matter. So when planning your business goals, really focus down on what matters. Secondly, OKRs align and connect for teamwork. OKRs ensure all of your team are working towards the same outcome. Each team and team member should know what they're working on and what they need from other team members to achieve that goal. Thirdly, OKRs can track for accountability. Put one name next to each goal and track progress towards the goal weekly, so there is a single owner responsible for achieving that result. This helps focus individuals and holds teams and people accountable for delivering results to you and your business. Fourthly, OKRs can stretch for amazing results. Ambitious goals demand that you step back and think, what would it take to reach this goal? Just like Larry Page said, team members should be challenged and missing moonshot key results is expected. Let's look at how to set OKRs and the difference between good and bad OKRs. As mentioned, objectives should be clear, simple, and memorable. They should be written in the language of your company and should be focused on the main priorities you have right now. In my video on how to reliably hit your goals, I cover the idea of reverse planning, or starting from the end and working backwards. This concept can be used to set objectives where you start with what you want to achieve and then look at the specific steps or key results you need to achieve to get there. When setting OKRs, it's important that you only choose a few objectives to focus on at a time and that each objective has 2 to 3 key results linked to it. This is again all about focusing your team. From the start, it's important to have a good understanding of what you're trying to accomplish. Sit down with your team and brainstorm the 2 to 3 key things you want to achieve over the next 3 months or whatever time period you're working towards. As a leader, it's worth drawing up a draft OKR and then letting your team edit and iterate this. This is so that they own the OKRs and deeply understand why they're important to reduce the risk of them not working towards them. Ask yourself the following questions when setting objectives. Does the objective help achieve company goals? Is the objective inspiring? Does the objective move the company forward? Is the objective time-bound? Is the objective set for the end of the quarter or the year? It's also helpful to think about what objectives shouldn't be. Objectives are not projects with subtasks, and objectives should not be easy. John Durr suggests a simple template for writing OKRs. We will achieve X objective as measured by these key results. Key results measure your objective. When setting key results, ask yourself whether they are specific, quantifiable, achievable, and difficult but not impossible. Key results should not be a yes or a no. They should be numeric and measurable, and they should not be tasks to be achieved. Key results are metrics. For example, let's say we want to build out our marketing channels to help you grow your brand. Let's set an objective. We will make our company YouTube channel go viral. This is good as it's written in clear language and is simple, aligning to your company goals of building an audience. Let's now look at key results. Our first key result might be to generate 100,000 views on our YouTube channel by January. Our second key result might be to get 10,000 new subscribers onto YouTube by March. And our third might be to get YouTube average click-through rate to over 5% by May. Now, bad key results for this objective might include simply make videos for YouTube, get more YouTube subscribers, or improve our video SEO. These are not specific and not measurable, and are more like poorly framed tasks and need a numerical goal and preferably a deadline. When written out, our OKR would look something like this. Objective, to make our company YouTube channel go viral. Key result, generate 100,000 views on our YouTube channel by January. Key result, get 10,000 new subscribers on YouTube by March. Key result, get YouTube average click-through rate to over 5% by May. Before we get to how I use OKRs, let's look at how you can track OKRs. There are a number of tools available, and most productivity software has the ability to track progress towards your goals. I usually set yearly company-wide OKRs and quarterly team OKRs. A team's OKRs reflect how they'll contribute to the yearly company-wide objective that quarter. Using an Excel spreadsheet is fine. It's cheap, and you can set things up quickly. To help get you started, I've included a template to a basic OKR tracking Excel sheet. You can make an even simpler one by just adding in weekly progress against your goals too. With some custom inputs, Notion has the ability to track OKRs and assign ownership to teams. It lacks some of the reporting functionality of tools like Asana, so it's best if you're just starting out growing a small team rather than for large enterprises. Productivity and project management tools like Asana usually have a goals tracking system built into them. On the upgraded business plan for Asana, goals can be set in a specific area. ClickUp and Trello also have goal tracking features that link into teams and tasks. The advantages of these types of software is that key results can be assigned and reporting automated to save time. There are also a few tools that exist like Ally.io and GTM Hub that solely focus on OKR tracking. These integrate with other systems like project management and productivity tools, as well as sales tools like Salesforce, and are really geared towards enterprise. I'd recommend starting off simply first and focusing on the goals themselves, and then as your organization grows, trying Notion and some productivity tools and see which you and your team find most user-friendly to ensure your people use the tools and track your OKRs. Now, while OKRs are great for setting objectives and measuring key results, they don't take into account company culture or remind employees about how objectives relate to the overall company mission or relate to the work of other teams. The principles behind OKRs are the most important thing: focusing goals, setting measurable metrics which challenge you, and ensuring goals cascade down to the team and are owned by named team members. Flawed goal setting can lead to disastrous consequences. Wells Fargo's ruthless one-dimensional focus on sales targets led to branch managers feeling pressured to open millions of fraudulent accounts. The subsequent consumer banking scandal may have damaged the Wells Fargo brand beyond repair. Clearly, there was no thought about company culture or values such as honesty or customer care. And because employees were soullessly focused on revenue without understanding a greater mission, they honed in on a single goal without consideration of anything else. For this reason, I prefer a more reflective tool that incorporates OKRs, but which also encourages employees to map out how what they're working on aligns to the wider company mission and culture. I trademarked the VOS2 system for use in my companies, which stands for vision, values, objectives, obstacles, strategy, and specific metrics, where specific metrics are most like OKRs. The VOS2 follows all the principles of OKRs we have discussed, but also allows for people to reflect back to the company-wide goal and mission and plan out strategy around how they're going to achieve these goals. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that bite, be sure to check out the longer dive on my YouTube channel by going to verti.com/Alex, or following me on socials @AlexanderFYoung. Keep learning, stay productive, and I'll catch you again next time.